Hello, and welcome to Letters from the Lunchroom, a podcast by Communities and Schools of Mid-America. I'm your host, Victoria Partridge. Communities and Schools is a nationwide nonprofit which connects students and their families to local resources in order to remove barriers so that they will have greater success in school and in life. During this podcast, we talk to people who have a relationship with our organization. From students to staff members and alumni to volunteers, we know that people who connect with nonprofits have a story that led them there, and we want to know that story. Communities and Schools of Mid-America has site coordinators working in more than 50 schools throughout the Midwest. As they work hard to address the challenges and barriers that students are facing, they also get to see them overcome and meet their goals. These success stories are a wonderful reminder of the positive impact our site coordinators have in the lives of students every day. Now, usually we feature a guest on our show. However, we were recently made aware of a special act of kindness and generosity that we really wanted to share with you. Today, we are sharing the story of one girl who learned that there were other students at her school with needs and made a big wish to help them. However, she could not do this alone, and so she was connected with her local Communities and Schools contact. Please stay tuned as we share with you the story of Evelyn's Christmas wish. As I sat down at the kitchen table, notepad in hand, I breathed out a sigh. Christmas was just 4 weeks away, and I had finally found time to plan out what my daughter Evelyn would receive. I looked down at my list of ideas for her and scratched off the first one, a new doll. Evelyn had stopped playing with dolls early last year. I'd have to think of something else. Hey, Mom. Suddenly, I heard Evelyn's footsteps coming down the stairs, and I moved to cover the list with my hand. Yes, sweetie? Evelyn sat down at the kitchen table across from me. I finished my letter to Santa. She pushed a sheet of lined notebook paper forward, and I peered down at it. What do you mean you're finished? I took the paper in my hands and turned it over. There's nothing on it. I know, Evelyn hesitated. What's wrong? I asked, reaching out to brush back the hair that had fallen on her face. Evelyn sighed. I just have so many toys. I don't need any more of them. That's very generous of you, Evelyn. I sat back in my chair. Is there something you'd like to do instead? She nodded. I think so, but I need some help. She went back upstairs as I looked down at her Christmas list once again. I furrowed my brow and thought, what could Evelyn possibly have in mind? When my daughter reemerged, carrying a large whiteboard, I was in shock. Evelyn sat the whiteboard down at the table with a soft plunk. Since I have everything I need, and I know there are other kids who don't, I started thinking about ways that I could help other people. She looked down shyly. I just don't know what to do to help. Well, you've got some great ideas here, I said, pointing to the flowchart drawn out on the whiteboard. I like what you said about supporting someone in our community. I think I have an idea on how to get started. The next day, I brought Evelyn to meet Hania Wester, the Managing Director for Communities and Schools of Mid-America in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We hoped that there was something she could do to help. Evelyn was only 9 years old as the holiday season approached, but she had decided long before that there was nothing that could stop her from changing the world. Hi, guys. Hania welcomed us with a smile. Come on in. Evelyn and I entered Hania's office and sat down across from her at a small table. So, Evelyn, Hania started, your mom says that you would like to help some families who might need a little extra this Christmas. Is that correct? I had prepared Hania for this meeting by emailing her the day before. You see, Evelyn said with a sigh, I just really want to do something different. Every year we adopt an angel tree family, but maybe there's something else I could do to help. Maybe for someone who loves Tulsa like I do. That sounds wonderful, Evelyn. Hania began rustling through some papers on her desk. After speaking with your mom, I found three families that really could use some extra help. Evelyn nodded thoughtfully, and I put my arm around her. Each of these families have kids just like you that are enrolled in the Communities and Schools program at their school. Although they have their basic needs met by our services, they might not receive any presents for the holidays this year. Evelyn nodded gravely. So I could get them gifts to celebrate this holiday season? That would be excellent, Evelyn. Pick whichever family you'd like, Hania said. I watched as Evelyn began to look at pictures of students who were just like her, attending school in the Tulsa area. I can't decide. Evelyn turned towards me. Could we help all of them? I hesitated. Helping all of these families would be a significant financial burden on our family. But suddenly, I had an idea. Unfortunately, Evelyn, I don't think we can afford to help out all these families. Well, not on our own anyways. I have an idea, though. Together, Evelyn and I went home with wish lists for all three families. As soon as we got home, Evelyn was at the computer sending out an email to all of our families and friends. Hi everyone, it's Evelyn. I need your help. Three families in my community need help to give the kids presents for Christmas this year. They have all been through a lot, and I want them to have the best Christmas ever. Will you help me? Here's a list of things I need. After she was finished, Evelyn grinned. Before we knew it, support was pouring into my inbox and Facebook messages. I watched as Evelyn called grandparents, distant family members, and family friends, asking them to join her in making a difference. I watched as she asked for more and more names to call and share her story with. After a week of calls and gathering support for Evelyn's cause, the packages began arriving at our doorstep. Presents began coming in from all over the country, all to help three families in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Each time the doorbell rang, Evelyn jumped up with a squeal and raced to the door to greet the postperson. Just a week before Christmas, Evelyn and I sat down together to wrap the presents for the families. We had received nearly 100 boxes of gifts for the families that totaled well over $1,000 from the generous support of the Tulsa community and others from all over. Evelyn had even received packages from people she didn't know. Could you please pass the tape? Evelyn asked, holding the wrapping paper together with her finger. I handed her the tape dispenser. You know, Evelyn, you're making a real difference this season for these families. I'm really proud of you. Evelyn sighed and sat the tape down. I didn't realize that all the stories in the news were real. I can't imagine not having a place to come home to or waking up every morning without you. I nodded, taking Evelyn in my arms. I know, sweetie. I wish it wasn't true, but there are a lot of kids out there, just like you, who are unfortunately facing adult-sized problems. But what you are doing, it really is helping. Evelyn nodded with a smile. Mom, I want to do this every year. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Letters from the Lunchroom. If this story inspired you to help, please feel free to connect with us at cismidamerica.org. You can also stay in touch by following us on social media at cismidamerica and, of course, by subscribing to this podcast. Also, this episode features Hania Wester, our managing director in Tulsa, Oklahoma. She joined us for the previous episode, which is episode 8, so please make sure that you check out that one. It is available now everywhere that podcasts are found. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Letters from the Lunchroom. I am your host, Victoria Partridge, and until next time, class is dismissed.